Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I don't think any of us has ever been accused of trying to have an insurrection or have called on violence, even if some violence happened days away from us.
Nothing any Democrat that I know of have ever said or acted in the way the President of the United States has acted.
Wait a tick. What's this?
Make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
That's embarrassing. Egg on my face.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What is happening with my Republican colleagues, most of them, is their extreme fear of Donald Trump and the Trump base.
I don't think so.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Impeachment fever grips Hub. Film at 11. I think not. Not even videotape. There is no fever gripping the Hub. Not about impeachment, anyway. Where have you gone, Jerry Nadler? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. That's from the Powerline blog. Where have you gone? Adam Schiff would like to know a little more about you for our files. Where have you gone, Chief Justice John Roberts? The Constitution provides that you are to preside over the Senate trial of the president. Oh, that's right. Trump isn't the president. I guess he's got a good excuse, doesn't he, for not being there. 844-500-4242. You know, that clip of Jen Psaki talking about getting the kids back to school, someone did the math on that. She said they want to get 50% of them back schools, 50%. In 100 days, that's not in February, that's not in March, it's the very end of April, 100 days. So they want to have them back 1 out of 5 days. That's 20%. And they only want 50% of the schools to be open for that 1 out of 5 days. So as the texter says, 1 day out of 5 is 20%. 50% of 20% is 10%. So 90% of the schools under the Biden plan to reopen everything amounts to 10% of the schools being open on any given day. 10%. 617 texts me. Howie, I'm a public school teacher in Massachusetts who's disgusted by the teachers' union and most of my coworkers who claim they feel they are in imminent danger. Imminent danger. If we go back to school full time, it's ridiculous. These kids need to be back in school. They're suffering. We are ruining them. I'm definitely in the minority, but I'm not alone. There are other closet conservatives that I work with who agree with me. We wish parents and taxpayers would protest. My school district is quote unquote hybrid. It's double the work for us and half the results for kids. Makes no sense. You know, the thing is, though, the teachers want it this way. I mean, they like it like this. They like not having to get up in the morning, don't they? It's who wants to go to work if you don't have to go to work? And the thing is, you want to go to work because otherwise, in the old days, say like 11 months ago, you had to go to work to get paid. Now you don't. Now you just sit there. It is so ridiculous what's going on. And, you know, at least some of the teachers have to do this hybrid learning thing. What about all the state workers and the city workers that don't have to do anything? And now UMass is shut down again. And I got a text today from somebody I know in my neighborhood in Wellesley. And he says that UMass is telling the town of Amherst, they're telling the businesses, the supermarkets, the gyms, don't let anyone from UMass in because they're confined to quarters. What if you're an off-campus student? Are you confined to your apartment, your room, your trailer. I don't think they have any trailers in Happy Valley, but this is ridiculous. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. And again, let's have a doctor on CNN. And again, you have these people that are, you know, pawns, whether they're paid pawns or useful idiots. They're pawns of these unions, and they're promoting this this endless shutdown for no reason. No reason. Cut 30.
What goes through your mind when you see states roll back restrictions right now? Are we in the clear?
Oh, no, this is such a bad idea. Who slows down once you break into the lead? It makes zero sense.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Who slows down once you break into the lead? I don't understand the analogy, the metaphor, the symbol.
If you're running a race and you get into first place, you don't slow down when you're in first place. I guess that's what he was going for. I don't know why it applies here.
What does first place mean? I mean, there seems to be little connection between lockdowns and reduction of the virus, and still, and at any rate, the virus is not deadly to the vast majority of people, and it's deadly to basically no children, right? There are more children committing suicide in the wake of these schools being closed down than there are children dying of COVID, right? There are 18 kids in the public schools in Clark County, Nevada, Las Vegas, that have killed themselves since this thing started. How many children have actually died nationally of COVID? And don't give me this stuff with COVID, a comorbidity. Something, or he had leukemia, or he had some kind of other cancer, and he died of COVID. There was another, you may have seen a headline, another congressman has died of COVID. You have to read down into the story. He's 67 years old, a Republican from Texas. He died of COVID. He had cancer. He had cancer, okay? That's what killed him, the cancer. 844-500-4242. 774. My son is there at UMass Amherst. He had a gym employee tell him not to come back, saying they are from the school and they have forbade it. Yeah, I'd heard. I think this guy that texted me has a kid at UMass, and that's what they're telling them. I sent it to the Herald. I hope there'll be a story about it. I mean, how does UMass order a private business outside of the campus not to take customers? I don't think they have the right to do that. Even in the Fourth Reich of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242.
Your papers, please.
Your papers, please. By the way, did you see what the Iranian government, our new best friends, the Iranian government, they hate gay people. I don't understand this. We want transgenders to compete in female sports, but we're getting buddy-buddy with the Iranian government, which has executed thousands of gay people since they took over for being gay. But now an Iranian regime cleric yesterday issued a homophobic rant against people vaccinated for COVID-19, claiming they become gay after receiving the vaccine. The Ayatollah Abbas Tabrizian wrote on his social media platform, Telegram, "Don't go near those who have had the COVID vaccine. They have become homosexuals."
Has this individual been deplatformed yet?
That's a good question.
I would qualify that as both misinformation and hate speech.
Right.
When does the impeachment begin?
Yeah. Is he going to be demonetized, as they say, the Ayatollah here? And by the way, I have taken both of my shots, and apparently I have avoided
those side effects.
Oddly, the people I know that have gotten the everyone 100% have avoided those side effects that I know. But that's just me, you know. 844-500.
Sure, you can take the vaccine. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
All right. In every relationship, there's a short list of forgivable offenses, but missing the most romantic day of the year isn't one of them. Valentine's is here. Well, it's here on Sunday, but that's close enough.
For all intents and purposes, it is here. If you haven't done anything, it's here. It's going to be here, and you are going to be up the creek without a paddle if you don't take action now.
And if you have ever been to the supermarket on Valentine's Day, you're going to see the saddest, most expensive collection of non-roses and non-impressive flowers ever. Don't wait until the last minute. Head to 1-800-Flowers.com today. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has a last-minute offer for my listeners. And Taylor's right, it is last-minute at this point. Get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. I got my 1-800-Flowers bouquet for the mailroom manager last week. She was so impressed. She was so happy. Basically, though, I was buying protection. If I hadn't gotten it, you know what would have happened to me. What's going to happen to you if you don't get it? All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Order now and get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Bouquets are selling fast, so you have to take care of this today. Get right to the romance this Valentine's Day and find the way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com to order 24 multicolored roses for $34.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry! Offer expires tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free with HelloFresh. For a limited time, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping from America's number one meal kit. That's code Howie10 for 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will most public schools reopen 5 days a week before the end of this school year?
No.
82% say it's not going to happen.
Now that they've seen Jen Psaki's numbers.
Should we change it to 10% of schools? Because I don't think that's even going to happen.
No, I don't either. I don't either. You want to know how screwed up things are? I went to UNC, right? UNC's big rival is Duke. So Saturday night they played a game in Durham, Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium, and Carolina won the game by 4 points. I guess it was a good game, but both teams are unranked, so it's not really a big deal. It's just a game. But they had a big rally in Franklin Street. That's the main drag in Chapel Hill. They were so happy that they beat Duke. And somebody got a picture of two of the Carolina players having a beer in the on Franklin Street after the game.
Barbaric.
Can you see where this story is going, Taylor?
They didn't play basketball much longer, did they?
They didn't play any. They didn't have masks on. My old newspaper, my college newspaper, the Daily Tar Heel, got a picture of the two basketball players having a beer without masks with other students who weren't wearing masks. There was supposed to be a game last night.
They were caught DeSantising?
Yes. Hey, that's a good way to put it. They were caught DeSantising. And so there was supposed to be a game last night in Chapel Hill against the University of Miami. Guess what happened to that game, Taylor?
Canceled.
Canceled, right. Canceled. congratulations to the Daily Tar Heel for their big scoop. You know, I guess they made national news, but, you know, is that a good way to make national news, getting the game canceled for no reason? I don't know. I'm of two minds. Bennett, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bennett.
Hey, Captain. Listen, I have a 14-year-old who's a freshman in high school, and I got a call from the school nurse because they didn't send him in today, and we had a long talk. She totally thinks this is all ridiculous. I ended up on the phone with the governor's office, where I was informed after railing at them that they plan on opening schools around April 1st. And I said, well, okay, then. You could do it by March 1st. So I'm telling you that any suicides that happen between March 1st and April 1st is all on you guys.
You're in Vermont, schools. Right? You're in Vermont.
That's right. Yep.
That's Governor Scott. This is the governor, Republican. And there's fewer than 200 deaths in your entire state, right, Bennett?
That's exactly right. We have no kids that have died of this. We have no kids even transmitted it pretty much in our schools.
Same in Massachusetts, which is number three in the overall death rate. There aren't any kids dying of this. Or next to none. And Bennett, but your governor, I remember at Thanksgiving, they announced that they wanted the kids, if they had any, after Thanksgiving, if they had anybody outside the immediate family come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner, they wanted the kids to rat out the parents. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that. But we had no choice but to vote for the guy because there was a total Bernie socialist running against him this time.
Oh, God. I understand. I'm the one who makes the argument of the lesser of two evils. But, I mean, how much of a lesser of two evils if a guy wants to recruit the school kids in his state, which is not even suffering many of the effects of this thing, to rat out their parents like you're in East Germany during the Cold War? It's insane. And, of course, they had no answer for you when you said that, right, Bennett?
No, well, no, they didn't, of course. They will pass it on. I said, well, listen, you're responsible for the death, and my kid's depressed and asleep on the couch right now. So what are you going to do, Howie?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm my last kid got out of BC the year before this crap started, so I guess you could say I was lucky, but I feel bad for everybody else, I'll tell you. Here's another text from Western Mass, where UMass is telling all the businesses to shut it down to any of their students or employees. My son was the manager of a gym in Hadley until recently. His assistant manager texted him that the town just came in and banned employees who were from UMass. What? Where do they get the statutory authority to do this? How long does this public health so-called emergency go on? Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Howie, good afternoon.
Hi.
The congressman from Texas that died, he had had lung cancer for 2 years, and he was 86 years old, not 67.
Oh, so I thought he was...
I had that correction.
I thought he was... I read it was 67. Okay. 86?
He was born in 1933.
Wow. Okay.
I get another.
He's talking about a guy, the congressman from Texas, who just died. His name was Wilson, right? Was it Wilson? Eddie. Taylor tells me he was 67 too. I just read that today. I think you're getting him confused with somebody. Oh no, you're getting him confused with Richard Shelby, the senator from Alabama, who said he's retiring today. He's 86.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I'll tweet out the story about the congressman from Texas who died. I'm pretty sure he was 67, and I'm sure Shelby was 86 because I read that story as well. Thanks for the call though, Eddie. Do I have time for Duke? No, I don't have time for Duke. When we come back, we're going to do Hate Mail Monday on Tuesday, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. But Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, Raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So the congressman who died was from Texas. His name is Ron Wright. He was 67 years old. And the 86-year-old that guy, the last caller, Eddie, read about was Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who announced he's not going to run for a seventh term. He's 86, okay? So he was getting him mixed up. 844-500-4242. 781 says, I have a niece in Sharon, ultra-lib town, 10th grade, clinically depressed, seeing therapist. Figure it out. Think of yourself in the 10th grade, and you hadn't seen your friends in almost a year. You were just locked up in the house. I think you'd be pretty depressed. I know I would be pretty depressed.
It's really, really sad. I mean, as adults, we can all kind of figure out what's happening and that this is very political. But a lot of these kids, I mean, they're especially the little ones, they're going to be damaged from this for a long time.
I agree. 844-500-4242. My son was told by the gym in Hadley that they were told by email, by an email sent by the Board of Health, not to allow UMass students in. God, when does it end? When does it end? I mean, how many more elections do we need this? Do they need to have irregularities in? All right, it's time for Grace and Hate Mail Monday on Tuesday.
Time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Thank you, Howie. This is the time of the week where I gather all of Howie's fan mail, whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or email or sometimes written letters, snail mail. Howie has a lot of, I'm using air quotes here, fans, and they often write in or yell into our voicemails. So we're going to go through. We have a lot of great voicemails to go through today, Howie. But first, I want to start with your latest piece, which I really enjoyed. It was all about the climate hack that fits in well with Charlie Baker and company. Can you give people a brief summary? I know you've been talking about it this week.
I got a this guy's name is Dave Ismay. I've named him today Driftin' Dave Ismay because he's a drifter from California. He came in on a bus and started talking about how the three deckers in Eastern Boston, as he called them, are going to have to be retrofitted. Eastern Boston. And you know, he's very much of a no nonsense greenie, but I got his driving records. And I got some of his other records. He used to have a private airline pilot's license. Ooh. So I guess he has kind of a big carbon footprint. And he's also been charged at least three times with speeding. And, you know, every time you speed, you kill a polar bear. You kill a piping plover. You kill a Plymouth red-bellied turtle. His car once flunked an inspection. And they put a rejected sticker on it, and he just drove around with the rejected sticker on until the cops wrote him another ticket for having an expired rejection sticker on the car. His wife, whose name Penelope, which was the middle name of my beloved pug Gooner Penelope Carr, she was arrested. She was stopped for doing 85 and a 80 and a 65. Do you know how many species are extinct because of the Mr. and Mrs. Driftin' Dave Ismay? That was the whole point of my call.
Did the spotted salamanders suffer?
Yeah. Snail darters died by the score or whatever, the pack, whatever. a school of snail darters died when the Ishmaes were stopped, pulled over for speeding.
Howie,
so that was the point of my column, Grace.
You know how we always give Nancy Pelosi a hard time because she says all roads lead to Putin?
Yes.
How do all roads, no matter what the topic, somehow lead to your beloved late pugs? I didn't know you were going to weave Penelope as the middle name of one of your pugs who's passed. It's impressive to me.
I was just trying to throw multiple pies in the face of Driftin' Dave Ishmay.
Well, it succeeded.
I figured it wasn't enough to mention the piping plovers and the polar bears and the Plymouth red-bellied turtles and the Tasmanian tigers. I had to mention Gunnar Penelope Carr.
Rest in peace. One person replied to this column and said, Howie Carr attacking the productive class as he flies
the
between...
productive class! The Undersecretary for Climate Change, that's a member of the productive class?
As he flies between his several houses and visits Trump and Mar-a-Lago, just another fraud spewing hate to some views.
Here's another text from UMass Amherst. UMass Amherst has basically been turned into a prison. It's MCI Amherst now. Howie, senior at UMass here off campus, students on campus aren't even allowed to go out for a walk or attend religious services anymore. Campus essentially a prison. Oh, God. All right.
Howie, I do have to say that Hate Mail Monday, even when it's on a Tuesday, is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Let's play one of our voicemails here. This one's titled, Be a Good Doobie.
Yes, Howie, you're down in Florida now, so don't worry about New England anymore. No more marathon days, no more snow days. Just stay in your bike path and pedal along. Be a good doobie.
No, that's your job to be a good doobie, and obviously you are. Don't forget, even when you go into the bathroom, put that mask on. Keep that mask on. When you go into the shower, keep that mask on. That's what Charlie Parker wants you to do.
That guy wants you to stay in your lane. Stay in your bike lane, that is.
Oh, we got a message here from 339. Driftin' Dave drived, and the red-bellied turtles died. Died! The Plymouth red-bellied turtles died!
Howie, you tweeted out, you know what else rhymes with fax and vax? Hacks, because Charlie Baker was standing in front of a trust the facts, get the vax sign. This person writes back, Charlie Baker saved lives. Trumpkins like Mar-a-Lago Howie make political sport of deaths.
Mar-a-Lago!
We passed a grim milestone, Grace, but it's no longer a grim milestone because Trump is no longer president. 15,000 dead in Massachusetts. If Trump had been reelected, it would be a grim milestone.
Yes, but now that it's Joe Biden, crickets, please.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Unless you're at UMass, in which case, don't move anywhere.
Howie, this next...
If you move anywhere, come out with your hands up.
This next hate mail is semi-hateful, but I really just am curious if it's true. Let's play .org, please.
A younger, fresher Howie Carr Show website. Well, I've been around long enough to remember when you tried to pass yourself off as a nonprofit because you had a .org URL, you cheap bastard.
Were you once a .org?
Because my .com site was held by a bust-out radio company that may soon be headed for bankruptcy.
Got it. Howie, you also tweeted out a photo of your vaccine card because you got both doses of the vaccine.
That's right, and I am not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just want to contradict what the Iranian cleric said.
Oh, okay, got it. I missed that story, so I was confused by that. Another person says, why do you need the vaccine? I thought it was a hoax. People like you should be at the end of the
Because I want to get on an airplane at some point. Do you understand? I mentioned this earlier in the show, Grace. Buttigieg, the new transportation secretary, is talking about COVID tests before you can get on a plane. And the next step is going to be COVID vaccines, because they can't let go. They love power too much.
Another person says, I guess you're one of the beautiful people getting the vaccine ahead of everybody else.
The doctor sent me an email and he said, you want a vaccine? Come on down. I can walk to the, I don't have to go on the bike path even. I walk to my doctor's office.
Howie, you have comorbidities. You're old. You were once fat, and you have emphysema.
Hey, Mel Monday's brought to you by Taylor Cormier today. Laying it on. Boom. Roasted.
But it's all true what he said. It's all true.
Yeah. I know.
I am a person who deserves to get the vaccine.
Well, Howie, some people listen to this show and they care about what you have to say. Some people don't care about what you have to say. And when you talk about whether or not you watch the Super Bowl, this guy doesn't give a bleep.
Howie, for God, I happen to listen to your radio station by mistake, right? Who gives a flying if you watch the Super Bowl or you don't listen to Black Angel Nandem? Come on, Howie. Yep. Stupid Republicans.
Is that guy related to Schumer? The Black Random
National Anthem.
He always has to make up an excuse why he's listening. I listened to you by accident. How often?
So
do
then
you
he called, but then he called.
Accident?
He called the Chump line or something by accident too. Apparently,
yeah,
right?
That's what always happens. You know, they leave. How often, Howie, do you call a show by accident and leave a message about the show? Another person wrote on Howie's column, day three for has been Howie on this topic. Grace will be so proud of her senior staff writer. That's the only reason she's alive and writing for that rag. What an existence. Yeesh. So even though I took the week off writing for the Herald, I still got mentioned in Howie's column. Every knock a boost.
Did that guy mention anything about the actual column?
Well, no. It's Stacey Owens MAGA Man. So,
Is that the guy? That's a guy who uses a girl's name, and he used to be Mueller, the avenging angel.
Yes.
Mueller who didn't avenge anything. Okay,
yes, exactly. Okay. And last one, Howie, I'm going easy on you. We're ending on a hateful message that was left for me, I believe, today. I mentioned that I love my Toyota RAV 4, and that's true, and that I did drive it in the snow. Apparently, this woman does not care. This is Cut 4.
Oh, I just heard you, Grace, talking about driving in the snow in your little car. La-dee-da. Oh, give me a break, Grace. Go back home and read your Dick and Jane books and do something with those roots.
I just want to say,
wow.
For the record,
they're very angry today. It's winter. You're locked down. Charlie Parker is the governor. Drifting Dave Ismay is coming to break your will and turn the screws on you, especially if you live in eastern Boston. It's not Grace's fault, and it's not my fault.
Yeah, but I do have to say, as far as the roots are concerned, I always take hate for my roots, but right now they're extremely touched up. I just got my hair done last week. It took about 4 hours. So to that lady, you might want to tune into the YouTube and listen to the Grace Curley Show from 12 to 3. You can see these roots. They're looking pretty damn good.
Thank you, Grace.
Thanks,
Howie. I appreciate that. Here's another horror story from UMass. This 413. They asked my daughter at a gym in Northampton if she was a UMass student. She said, why? They said, you can't come in. Is this called discrimination?
And then she said, what? No.
What about the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution? What if you go to UMass Boston or UMass Lowell or UMass Dartmouth? Is it just UMass Amherst? Or is it all the assorted campuses? Good Lord. What a mess. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. I just told you I had a mozzarella burger on Super Bowl Sunday.
Were they as good as you'd build them up in your head?
Yes. It was. I love hamburgers under any circumstances, especially with mozzarella cheese or Monterey Jack cheese. This is just perfect. And they throw in all those extra spices that, you know, you would never think to use. And they're just enough of them for the one meal. And it's easy to prepare, and it's really great. I'm looking forward to my Italian chicken and lemony spaghetti. That's going to be my next HelloFresh meal. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Go all out for Valentine's Day with gourmet or globally inspired recipes to cook as a couple, or dig into the latest Kraft burger, that's what I had, with the fam, also known as the family. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping, and say hello to new 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures, so you can get meals on the table in less than a half an hour. Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on your groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and stop overbuying. You don't have to deal with the mask. You don't have to deal with the Karens. And now with all this snow, you don't have to worry about the polar bears in the parking lots that Biff Buffington will tell you about. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. Just go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
I'm just wondering, say these UMass students are paying, just to give it a round number, they pay $60 a month to be in this off-campus health club. They weren't allowed to go in today. Do they get $2 off? Do they get a refund for $2, one out of the 30 days they missed per month? Or I'm guessing they don't. So who makes up the lost money? 978 says, when we arrived on campus last week to move our son in, again, this is UMass Amherst, it was like a ghost town, no adults anywhere. We have to figure it out on our own. The RAs, the residential assistants, are nowhere to be seen, yet somehow they're still getting paid their free room and board. UMass will be losing a lot of parents of students after this fiasco, my son included, who is heading down south. I can't imagine any seniors in high school seeing what is going on now that would pick this place for fall. Fall 2021, it is going to be no better. Look to pay more in Massachusetts taxes to help pay help in the tuition deficit UMass Amherst is going to have. And, you know, is the basketball coach? The basketball coach is paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars. The football coach is paid $600,000. $600,000, he's won one game in 2 years. Is Marty Meehan, the former congressman and coat holder at the State House, is he taking a pay cut? He's the president of UMass. He makes about $650,000 a year. I know some of them took a little bit of a hit, you know, like maybe like you make $350,000. You take a $10,000 hit. Wow, that's, boy, death, where is thy sting, right? They've got all these people. They've got the assistant, deputy, associate, senior, vice chancellor for being the comptroller or the bursar. They've got all these phony, baloney titles. And they're
don't forget
all,
the provosts.
I knew I was forgetting one. What I've been doing when I write these UMass columns, Taylor, I try to figure out how to put in, and chancellors too. Everybody is a chancellor. Sometimes you have the combined chancellor provost. You're the vice chancellor and the deputy provost, and that's usually good for about $500,000. And these people haven't been. When have they been on campus? And now they're told. Ordered not to come to campus, but they're still going to get their paychecks delivered, and the paychecks are going to be paid basically not by the tuition, because there's not enough tuition coming in anymore. It's certainly not the the ticket receipts from the UMass Minutemen basketball teams, it's coming out of your pocket as a taxpayer of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And they're, oh, man, you should look at those. You should look at that payroll. It may be time to do another UMass payroll after this fiasco of shutting down the schools and telling people they can't even go. Can you? Are the movie theaters? Are there any movie theaters left in Amherst? Can you go to the movie theaters? Can you go to Walmart, Home Depot, Kohl's, Target? Do you have to produce an ID? If you can't produce an ID, you're going to be let in. I'm Howard Tarr.